Hello and welcome to the Reader's Brief for the Talk Python in Production book. This is your author, Michael Kennedy. I am thrilled you're interested in the book. This companion audio series features short, exploratory conversations around each chapter of the book. They typically range from 2.5 to 4 minutes per chapter. You can listen to each chapter's Reader's Brief just before reading a chapter to help you get in the ideal mindset. Or you can listen afterward and let your mind wander and expand on the ideas covered in the chapter. It's all up to you. Once I neared completion of the book, I had been brainstorming how I could offer an audio version. However, there are sufficiently many code listings that are too important to the content to really support a word-for-word audiobook. It would be rough to listen to me narrate a Nginx configuration file to you, for example. Thus, I came up with the Reader's Brief idea, a conversation around topics of each chapter in a brief 2 to 4 minute format that adds to the book rather than a traditional spoken true audiobook. I do want to set expectations a bit. The Reader's Briefs are spoken by AI, very good ones, by the way. So you will hear an occasional misspoken acronym, such as Nginx or SSH. But enjoy these for what they are and don't expect perfection. They're really interesting ideas and background stories and thoughts on each chapter. I hope you find that they add value to your experience. I know they did to mine. Finally, I have added the necessary metadata to the MP3 files. You should be able to add them all to your music library, and they will appear in a single album MP3 file for all the chapters together and put chapter markers in that MP3 file. Pick which one you want. Thanks for the interest in my book. I'll be with you page by page as you learn from it. Cheers.
Here's a sample from Chapter 2.
Welcome to your Reader's Brief for Chapter 2 of the Talk Python in Production book. This one's called What We've Tried.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, well, it's a fascinating look into how the TalkPython hosting setup evolved. It's not just theory, it's the real story.
Exactly. You get to see what worked, what didn't, and importantly, why certain choices were made as the application grew.
Yeah, the logic behind it all.
And what's really key right at the start, I think, is how the author makes it clear this isn't a blueprint for running something like Google.
Right. Sets expectations.
Totally. They give you the actual numbers, around 9 million back-end requests a month, 15 terabytes of traffic. Impressive, but manageable, you know?
Definitely. And all in about $100 a month for hosting, which is pretty amazing.
It really is. And knowing that scale helps you, the listener, figure out if their experiences kind of map onto what you might be dealing with.
Okay, so let's trace that journey. It starts with early days, zero experience.
Yeah.
The first choice was Python Anywhere. That's a PaaS, right? A platform as a service.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it handles all the server stuff for you. Super easy for Python apps.
And it was like $5 a month, perfect for just trying out an idea like the podcast. You can even code in the browser.
Yeah, it worked well for a while, even as the podcast got pretty big, top 3 developer podcasts, I think.
But those 4-hour maintenance downtimes, that became a real issue.
That's the turning point, isn't it? When a hobbyist platform just can't keep up with something growing that fast. Downtime starts to actually cost you in terms of audience or maybe even revenue.
Yeah, exactly. So time to move on, which leads to this next phase. Growing up, DevOps style.
And this was a big leap. The author admits they were mainly a Windows GUI developer. Suddenly, it's Linux, command line. Scary stuff for many.
I can imagine. So instead of jumping straight into, say, AWS or Azure, which can be overwhelming,
they chose DigitalOcean. The focus was simplicity and affordability, plus good performance. It wasn't just about the cheapest option, but the simplest to manage, especially doing DevOps all by yourself.
Makes sense. So the setup was what? A single Linux VM?
Yep, one Linux box running the whole stack. UWSGI, the Pyramid web app, MongoDB is the database, and NGINX out front managing traffic. Pretty standard, but still a learning curve.
Definitely been there with NGINX configs.
Mm.
So that single server couldn't last forever with growth, right? What came next?
Right. Then came embracing the cloud, sorta. The thinking was, okay, let's scale out using multiple small, cheap VMs.
For isolation, like one for the main website, one for the courses site.
Exactly. Another for Python bytes and so on. At one point, I think there were 8 little Linux servers running.
8?
The idea was if one has a problem, it won't take down the others. Seems logical.
Okay, but I sense a butt coming.
Well, yeah. The reality hit. Managing 8 nearly identical Linux VMs. Think about monthly security patches, reboots.
Oh, nightmare. Especially the database server, too.
Exactly. It actually increased the complexity. Suddenly you need fancy notification systems, maintenance modes. It just ballooned.
So the goal of isolation and simplicity kind of backfired.
Completely. It turned into this huge patching headache. It really shows how a scaling step that looks good on paper can create totally unexpected problems in practice, especially when things like the database are still shared underneath.
So wrapping this up, what's the big picture for you, the reader? Chapter 2 shows that finding the right hosting isn't a one-time thing. It's iterative.
Mm-hmm. It's driven by growth, and there's always this tension, isn't there, between keeping things simple and needing to scale up.
Yeah, that push and pull.
And it underlines a key point. Even if you have a plan, deploying stuff and keeping it running day to day throws curveballs. Your infrastructure will change. You have to be ready to adapt.
Absolutely. So here's a final thought for you to consider. How might a solution that seems perfectly simple and elegant for your project right now, how might that create hidden problems or bottlenecks later on as you grow?
Yeah.
This chapter really is all about learning, adapting, and refining as your needs and your traffic evolve.